Good morning.
Good morning.
We start off in a high pitch this morning, didn't we? Again, good to see you. Appreciate you being with us in our Sunday school hour. I ask you to turn to Joshua chapter number 3. We're going to see if we can get the nation of Israel over Jordan today. But there's some amazing things in the crossing of Jordan. So I want us to look at those things together this morning. Between this Sunday school hour and a worship service today, you'll probably have enough of me, but I hope you don't have enough of the Lord. So, bow with us for just a moment, and then we will go to Joshua chapter number 3 and begin in verse number 1. Lord, we come to you today again, thanking you for your blessings of life. So much to be thankful for. But Lord, the most precious is your presence. To know that you're always there. You never leave us and you never forsake us. And you walk with us through this journey of life, wherever it may take us. And Lord, you've brought us here together today as a body of believers. Lord, to open your precious word. And I would ask you today that it be thus saith the Lord. Lord, just hide me that you might be exalted. But help us to speak the truths. And see the examples. See how great and mighty and powerful you are. Bless this time together now in the name of Christ. We do pray with thankful hearts. Amen.
Amen.
In Joshua chapter number 1, verse number 3. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Sinai and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. So now we find that the nation of Israel is fixing to pass over Jordan. Now, I'm going to read probably this whole crossing, probably this whole chapter. But then I want to come back and begin to take these verses apart as we walk over Jordan. And let's see what we can see as we watch the Lord do a mighty work in this crossing. It says, it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. Now, one thing in that I'll call your attention to, 3 days. Keep that in mind. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a separation between you and it, about 3,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way hitherto. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, bring ye, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out before you the Canaanites and Hittites and all those, in verse number 11, before the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passed over before you in Jordan. Now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe of man, and it shall come to pass as soon as the sole of the feet of the priest that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, and the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass when the people removed from their tent to pass over Jordan, and the priest bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were coming to Jordan, the feet of the priest that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overflowed all its banks at the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up and heaped up very far from the city of Adam to Zatar, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even unto the sea fell and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until the people were passed clear over Jordan. Now, let's begin to break some things down as we look at the nation of Israel as they pass over Jordan. You know, when we think about it, we refer to it a lot of times as their entry into Canaan land, the promised land, the inheritance to the children of Israel. And we have many times reference to that, to you and I, the promise of the heavens that God has promised us and the eternity with Him. Now, a few pointers as we look at this came to my attention. Now, we've seen the pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. Do you see it mentioned in this chapter? There's not one thing about a pillar of cloud, a cloud or a pillar of fire. Now, let's go back and let me refresh your memory for just a moment. When God called Moses to lead the nation of Israel out of their land of bondage, what did Moses say? He says, I can't do it by myself. I'm not equipped to do that. And God says, I'm going to do what? I'm going to provide somebody to help you, right? Okay? Now, He sent Aaron, right? Now, when you look at God, and you look at Moses, and you look at Aaron, how many is that? All right? Does that remind you of anything that we know about? There's a Trinity there, is it not right? Now, as they were making their journey on over the Red Sea and into the wilderness, and the pillar of cloud was available. The way it works, see, the Lord spoke to Moses. Moses spoke to Aaron, and Aaron spoke to the people. God and Christ, the Holy Spirit, and you get the message, and I get the message. But now, all of a sudden, here we are at Jordan. And who have we got? Joshua. And who have we got with Joshua? Who's helping Joshua? Think on that for just a moment now. Let's look at something. And you watch this. Let me go back. Let's look at some of these verses real careful. I want you to start at verse number 2. He's told the nation of Israel in verse number 1 to get ready because you're fixing to make a move. And you need to be ready when the time comes for you to make the move. And I hope everybody in here this morning are ready to make the move when the call comes. So, verse number 2 says, "And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host." How long? 3 days. Well, Joshua has said, y'all get ready, because in 3 days we're going to travel. In 3 days, the way is going to be made. How long did Christ, with his death and his burial and his resurrection, how long did that encompass? 3 days. So we have a representation already before we even start crossing the Jordan of Jesus Christ. Now, keep going with me. "And they commanded the people, saying, When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priests, the Levites, bringing it, then ye shall remove from your place and do what? And go after it." Now, let's look for just a moment. When you see what? When you see the Ark of the Covenant. Now, let's go back for just a moment to the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle was finished, what came down on the tabernacle? The Shekinah glory of God filled that place, and Moses couldn't even go in it. Now, in the tabernacle, in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle, is the Ark of the Covenant. And on the Ark of the Covenant is the mercy seat. On the mercy seats are the two cherubim that face each other. And God meets the priest at that point. Once a year when he goes in, with the blood sacrifice, the sprinklet on the mercy seat. Now, what have we got represented here? We've got that sacrifice that's been made for that blood to be obtained by the priest, and he goes in and he places it, he sprinkles it on the mercy seat. So we have a representation of what Christ became the sacrifice for us, and his blood being sprinkled on the mercy seat for us. Now, watch this. Let's look at this verse again. "They commanded the people, saying, When you see the Ark of the Covenant." Of the Lord, your God. Of the Lord, your God. You are his children. When you see it, and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and do what? And go after it. All right, now let's look at a couple of things in this particular verse. I've just said that the Ark of the Covenant in the tabernacle of God was where? It's in the place behind the veil called the Holy of Holies. And nobody has access to it but the priest. Where's our God? He's in the heavenly tabernacle. He's also got the priest of all priests. Jesus Christ is our priest, who's bearing the Ark of the Covenant. The priests are bearing the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant has now left the tabernacle where God was, where God met with the nation of Israel. It has left there, and now it is before the people at the brink of the Jordan, because they're fixing the cross. And Jesus Christ, our high priest, God's dear son, left heaven itself in the holy place of the Almighty God, his Father, and he came to earth. Now, those people could not see the Ark of the Covenant, could not even come close to the Ark of the Covenant until God says, you take the Ark of the Covenant and you bring it before the people. And that's exactly what God did for Jesus Christ through the Virgin Mary. He brought Christ to us and brought Christ to us where we can know him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and as our Savior. Now, let's go on a little bit. Now, when you look at the Ark of the Covenant, it was pure gold. The cherubim on top, were beaten out of solid gold in one piece. It had four rings on the side, hooks on the side. They had two wooden shafts that were laced with gold, overlaid with gold. They put those staves in the Ark, the rings on the Ark of the Covenant, and they carried it on their shoulders. Now, nobody touched it. We've got an account where Israel thought they had a better way of carrying it. They carried it on a cart, and it started to fall over, and somebody touched it, and he died right there. But it says that these priests are going to place the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders, and they're going to step in the brink of the River Jordan, and it's going to begin to roll back. And there's going to be a way made for them to cross over. Well, that thing was... I looked at some dimensions on it, and all, I don't know how heavy it was, but I grant you it was heavy. But how about a high priest that put a wooden cross on his shoulders and marched toward Calvary? And what was he doing? It says in verse number 2, that after 3 days, he was headed to Calvary for you and I to do what? To make a way to pass over our Jordan and be in his presence. Now, watch this a little bit farther as we go. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which. And here's what I want you to pay attention to. You better be focused on what? You better be focused on the Ark of the Covenant. You better not be focused on anything else around you but the Ark of the Covenant, because that Ark of the Covenant is the thing that's making the way. And you better be following it. Christ says, I am the way, right? And the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. They are not going to get across Jordan unless they've got their eyes on the Ark of the Covenant. That's the thing that's going to make the way for them to cross Jordan. And he says, here, know the way by which ye must go. He's only one way. For ye have what? Not passed this way hitherto. One of these days, the trumpet's going to sound. I ain't going to split Jordan, but I'm going to split the sky. And I'm going to see him in the clouds. And I'll be focused on him. And he'll say, come home, my child, because you ain't never been this way before. But you're going to see something like you've never seen before. And the nation of Israel is seeing something like they've never seen before. But you better have your eyes focused on Christ, because he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And there's no man going to get to the Father but by him. Right. And they're not going to cross Jordan without the Ark of the Covenant. And that Ark of the Covenant represents Christ, our Lord and Savior. But now, I said a while ago that who was helping Joshua. And I've not found anywhere in here the Lord communicated with Joshua. And Joshua communicated with the people. We're in the dispensation of grace now. And God communicates with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit draws us. Right. So you even see that, see. Now, I want you to watch something as we go a little bit farther on in this. And of course, in verse number 5, he says, you better be sanctified. But in verse number 8, he says, in verse number 7, and the Lord said unto Joshua. Now, who's communicating with Joshua? The Lord is communicating with Joshua. And then Joshua is communicating with the people. And it says, the Lord said to Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I was with Moses, so will I be with you. And the Holy Spirit is the thing that does the work and does God's plan for our lives. Now, in verse number 8, he says, and thou shalt command the priest to bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And sometimes we need to just stand still and watch what God does. Yep. And just enjoy what he does. And sometimes, in our everyday life and our fast pace that we are in, we miss a lot of things that we'd otherwise see. Yep. So involved and encompassed with everything else that we miss some things. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and do what? And hear the words of the Lord your God. You come hither and you listen to him and you do what he tells you to do. Listen to his word and go forward. Now, in verse number 11, he says, and behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth. Notice that. There's none greater than he is. He's Lord of all the earth. Passed over before you in Jordan. Now, therefore, take your 12 men and all the tribes of Israel, of every trauma, man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. So as the Lord opens the Jordan and sets a path and a means for them to cross on dry land, He does for us. Now He rolled the waters back and heaped them up on each side. I sure am glad that He rolled all my sins away. And He has made me a path that I might walk through, and one of these days be in His presence. Now, if you look, there's a clear path clear over Jordan. And you and I this morning, if you know Christ in saving grace, if your sins have been forgiven, they're rolled away. And they will have no more effect on you like it'll have no more effect on me. They're rolled aside, and a path is made clear that we might travel through to Him. It says, it came to pass when the people, in verse number 14, removed from the tent and Passover Jordan, the priest bearing the ark of the covenant before the people. And as they that bear the ark were come to Jordan, and the feet of the priest that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan was overflowed. You know, our sins just overflow us. They overwhelm us. Well, it was harvest time. And by the way, when Christ gets ready to harvest, it don't make no difference what else is going on. He can handle it. He said that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up high on the heap from the city Adam, and it goes on and tells us where it stood up. And now I want you to look at verse number 17. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood what? Firm. And they stood on dry ground. And where did they stand? Now, it says in the midst. And it says, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until the people were passed clear over Jordan. So, where did it stop? Now, when we look at this and we say that it stopped in the midst of Jordan, and we have a tendency, you know, I think, well, you know, it just was in the midst and walked on through. No, it stopped in the middle. Dead center. In Jordan, it stopped. And from that area, dead center in Jordan, the way was opened up. You see the way for the Old Testament saints. You see the way for the New Testament saints. But it all hinges on the center point. What's the center point? The center point is that thing you see in that picture right there. Now, let me show you something else. They're already over Jordan. But something's got to take place now. So let's look at chapter number 4. And it says, it came to pass when all the people were clear passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, now who's doing the talking and who's doing the listening? God's doing the talking and Joshua's doing the listening. And what does he tell him to do? He says, you take 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe, a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm. And he says, you do what? You take 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Says, okay, everybody's over. Says, now I want you to take 12 men, and I want you to tell them to do something. I want you to go back in the midst of the Jordan. I know you've already come through it, but I want you to go back in the midst of Jordan, and I want each of those men to go into Jordan, and I want to get a stone. Now, that's unusual. There's going to be all these stones right in the middle of Jordan, and it's going to be right where the priest stopped with the Ark of the Covenant. What in the world? Now, he says, what are you going to do with them when you get them? He says, you go where the priest in the third verse where the feet stood, and you get 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. And Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of Egypt. Now, do you see something in that verse? First of all, Joshua did what? He called. Okay? And he called the 12 men whom he had what? Prepared. Holy Spirit knows who he wants to call. And he prepares who he's going to call to accomplish the work that's got to be accomplished. And these 12 men are special men that's been chosen. They have been prepared. I don't know what all that involves. All I know is he called, they were prepared, and they did what? They didn't grumble and complain either. They did what? They went. And he says, and Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan. Now, what's still in the midst of Jordan? The Ark of the Covenant. Still here. He said, do what? He said, take every man of you a stone and put it where? On his shoulder. So where are they going to carry the stones? They're going to carry them on their shoulder. Where did Christ carry the cross? He carried it on his shoulder, didn't he? And he said, according to the number of the tribe of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, said, what meaneth ye by these stones? This is a memorial, and it's going to be set up on the other side of Jordan where the nation of Israel is going to lodge that night. And what does he say? He says it's going to be a sign. Then you shall answer. Well, let me go to verse 9. This is a sign. And that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what meaneth ye by these stones? Then you shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan, and the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel for how long? Forever. What do you think of when you look at that? You remember something, don't you? Have you ever been there? I'm not talking about physically, spiritually. Have you ever been there? Have you ever knelt at the foot of that cross? Has the blood of Christ been applied to your heart and soul? Have your sins been forgiven? Do you have a path over Jordan that can only come through Christ? Now look at this. Let's go on. I don't have much time. That clock speeds up. And the children of Israel did so, as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them into the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones. Now, I want you to look at this. Now, who's doing it? Joshua is doing it now. It's like the work of the Holy Spirit. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest which bear the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. I wish some of these bass fishermen would take on some of their sophisticated stuff, go see if they can find these stones stacked up. I bet somewhere in the Jordan River over near Jericho, they might find something. He said, they're there until this day. Why in the world did they stack up 12 stones in the middle of Jordan? If those stones on the bank where you can see represent the cross, what's that cross standing on? Golgotha's Hill, right? I just think about those stones being Calvary, where Christ bore it all for me. In the midst of all my sins, He bore it all for you and I. Now, I want you to look at verse number 15. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony. And they came up out of Jordan. Joshua then commanded the priest, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priest that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up unto dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned into their place and flowed over all the banks as they did before. The priests come up out of Jordan, and then the waters came back. Your sins are behind you. They ain't in front of you. And they're never going to catch up with you, because they're paid for. Never to be thought about or worried about anymore. Are you ready to cross Jordan? My prayer is that you got eyes on the one that will lead you across it. God bless you and thank you for your time.